starting.
Good morning. We continue Sharon Mitfila. We have approximately 8 minutes. Enjoy your coffee and donuts. We are in the parak of Amida. Rav Pinkas, who has defined so many different synonyms for prayer, he has taught us how to pray and the different feelings during tefillah. We're in the middle of the section of Amida. And if you recall the last few weeks, Rav Pinkas has suggested that Amida, the notion of Amida, is not just the posture that we take when we daven. It's not just that when we get to the important part of the prayer, we do so while standing. It's that Amida, our posture in and of itself, is a form of tefillah. Etzem, just standing for davening, is in itself, even without moving our lips, even without articulating any request or praise or gratitude, but simply the posture that we take forms a type of prayer. And now he continues this week, he makes an incredible point. Hine tefillah nikreis avoda. Davening is called avoda. Eze avoda shebelev zui tefillah, says the Gemara. Davening is called avoda. Shim yuchedes bezeh mikol mitzvos haTorah, sheyesh ba amida l'sharis lefanav yisbarach, kmo ba'avodas hamikdash v'karbonos. What's the implication of davening being called avoda? What is the real avoda? What is the authentic avoda? The most authentic avoda is the Kohen coming to the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and serving Hashem. Avoda is offering sacrifices in service of Hashem. V'yesh kan chiddush gadol. There's an incredible novel idea, says Rav Pinkas. Shekol adam ha'omed b'tfilah, nosaf al masha omed lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'mevakesh mi'ito u'mehalalo u'meshabcho, v'nosaf al etzem kiyum ha'mitzah sheyesh kan. Every person, when three times a day we stand before Hashem, right, and we've spoken about this numerous times, that Psukei Dezimra is not davening, Ashrei Uvol Tzion is not davening, Shema is not davening. All of that, what takes up 90% of the time of what we call davening, is really studying, meditating. It's getting to understand Hashem. I cannot have a meaningful conversation with God without understanding the contrast, the difference between Himself and ourselves. So I spend time first understanding Hashem through nature and through history, the two themes of Psukei Dezimra, and then I can get up to the point of the Amida of talking to Hashem. So when I stand, when I take those three steps forward, and now I find myself in front of the Almighty, talking to Him, says Rav Pinkas, in addition to praising Him and thanking Him and asking Him for things, in addition to fulfilling a mitzvah through tefillah, it's called avoda. It means that I'm also serving Hashem. It means at that moment, those three times a day, for the 3 or 4 minutes it takes to say the Amida, when I take those three steps forward, I am the Kohen entering the Beis HaMikdash. I am offering the carbon, sprinkling the blood, pouring the wine or the water. I am a Kohen doing the Shechita or the Kabbalah, and so on and so forth. I'm doing service, I'm serving Hashem. And in this avoda, the avoda is described both in the Torah and by our rabbis as containing an incredible level of affection to the Almighty. We find the Kohanim were so eager, the Kohanim were so dedicated to wanting to have the opportunity to participate in the Avoda, it was necessary to institute a lottery. They would draw a straw, they would actually stick out their fingers and they would count. They had a lottery to determine who got to do certain parts of the Avoda. Why? Because they were so competitive and eager to be able to lead the Avoda, it led to Sakana. Famous Mishnah of running up the ramp and knocking the person over to the point of their almost dying. This is the eagerness, this was the alacrity, this was the Chiba This is the affection they had, because they understood the privilege of entering the Mikdash, the privilege of being in service of Hashem, the privilege of putting on that uniform, the privilege of serving. You hear the people in this country, elected officials, policemen, firemen, and noble ones will talk about the privilege of serving. The privilege of serving. The Kohen felt that awesome privilege of serving in the Mikdash. Well, says Rav Pinkas, if davening is called avoda, if davening is likened to what the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash, then every time we daven, Shachar, Smincha, and Marv, we take those three steps forward and we are being of service to Hashem. It's not just a moment to praise God and to ask of God and to thank God. It's not just an opportunity to put a check next to the mitzvah, davened, gedavened, I'm good. But it's a moment to be of service. It's a moment to participate in the practice of avoda. It's a moment to have the privilege to serve. Something that contains chiba yisera. V'yaderos etzarech lachshav kol adam b'gishoso l'spalo. And this is what we should think about as we take those three steps forward. Shemavad mashir mesasek b'mitzvah tefilo mevakesh tzorachav. In addition to being occupied with the mitzvah of davening, in addition to having the audience with Hashem to ask for our specific needs, gam egiyaz man mishmarto ubeis avshalo lavo l'sharis b'kodesh. It's our moment to shine. It's our moment to serve. It's our moment to be able to be in the kodesh. Utvilosov kedam ve'emurim. Shemen v'sola shemakir l'fanav yisbarach. Our tefillah, our prayers like the blood, our prayers like the emurim, like the parts of the animal that are offered, the oil, the flour. V'zeh lo la'ovin l'chavur l'sifaris. V'simcha atzuma v'osher she'en kamohu. For the Kohen serving, for the Kohen having the opportunity to present the parts of the animal or the oil or the flour offering, it brings an unbridled joy. It brings an incredible honor, kavod u'tiforis. U'mitztarifu b'zeh l'chevras ha'malachim ha'masham shel avraham yisbarach tamid. At that moment, you rise to the level of an angel whose whole essence, an angel whose whole identity is to serve Hashem. We become angels. V'akohanim ha'malam mincha v'zevach kein malahu tefilos v'tachanunim k'ktores. When we offer our tefillah, our prayer is like the holy sacrifices. The halachas, all of our halachas of davening, are modeled after the laws of bringing korbanos, from how we have to our personal hygiene, to what we wear, the dress that we have, keeping our feet together. The tour quotes that all of the halachas of davening stem from or are modeled after the karbanos. Because it's a new model. When we take those three steps forward, the amida is not just an opportunity for an audience with Hashem, but it's a moment to serve. Even when you're not in the mood to daven, even when you're exhausted or tired, even when you don't feel like coming to shul, even like you don't feel like putting together your thoughts and concentrating, it's your moment to serve, and it's a privilege to have an opportunity to serve. Have a great week.